Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show with your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My guest on tonight is none other than Pastor Eric Morpheus. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He will be bringing forth God's word again on tonight. I'm asking all listeners right now, and especially for the new listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and your paper ready so that you can follow along with Pastor Morpheus as he gets ready to bring forth God's word once again. As we always do, we always open up with prayer because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, it is in his name we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, because we know without a doubt that you are truly worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you sit high and you look low, and your eyes are in every place. Heavenly Father, we come now thanking you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us, because we know we don't deserve them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Eric Morpheus and his entire family, and every believer in Jesus Christ all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father. But we know that your word tells us that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for paying the price for our sins through the shedding of his blood on the cross, that we who are saved in Jesus' name can come through Jesus Christ and be asked and ask to be forgiven of our sins. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, once again for who you are. We come now in the name of Jesus, asking Heavenly Father that you will move by your spirit over the airwaves on tonight, that your word would go forth with power through your man of God. I mean, Father, that those that are listening on tonight, should there be anyone that's not saved in Jesus' name, we pray that your word would touch their hearts, even on tonight, that they would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them on tonight. Those that are backsliders, we pray, Lord, that your word will go come forth with power on tonight, that they will come back to Jesus Christ, they will come back to their first love. And those that are saved in Jesus' name will be strengthened and built up and edified through your word on tonight, that you will be glorified through it all is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen your people all over the land. Comfort and strengthen as only you can in Jesus' name. I lift up my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings Jr., and his entire family in the loss of his father, Pastor James Jennings Sr. Not only that family, but I lift up my own family, Heavenly Father, in the loss of my brother Curtis, and all those that are listening, Heavenly Father, that have lost loved ones all over the land. Comfort and strengthen as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified is our prayer. Continue to bless each listener. Grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless this broadcast. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless it, that it will continue to grow, that you alone will be glorified through it all. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, our spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, Jesus is the answer no matter what. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, Jesus is the answer no matter what. Before I bring forth our musical selection for our music break on tonight, I do have one announcement that I'd like to make, and this is on behalf of the Paradise Chapel Home for Funerals, and their slogan is, we are there when you need us. Their address is 13403 Van Dyke Avenue on the east side of Detroit. The zip code is 48234, and the phone number is area code 313-564-8484. And they have an economic service package which starts at $2,595. That is a low package deal. That's the economy service package. Again, starting at $2,595. For those of you that are in the Detroit, Michigan area or in the Michigan area that may need this service, you may want to get in contact with none other than the director, the chief administrator, Russ E. I do not know how to pronounce his last name, so I'm going to spell his last name for you. I apologize. I don't want to get his name wrong. But his first name is Russ, R-U-S-S. Middle initial is E. His last name is spelled B-R-U-N-D-I-G-E. Once again, the chief administrator is Russ E. Brundage. I think that's how you pronounce it. But anyways, the last name is spelled B-R-U-N-D-I-G-E. So you want to give them a call if you are in need of that service. Again, Paradise Chapel, Home for Funerals. Again, their slogan is, we are there when you need us. The address, once again, is 13403 Van Dyke Avenue on the east side of Detroit. And the phone number is area code 313-564-8484. But before we come forth with our music break on tonight, I do want the listeners to know that, as I mentioned on last Saturday, that my brother, Deputy Wayne County Deputy Curtis Lee Brown, was in the hospital. And, well, I just want you all to know that on tonight he has made his transition on this Tuesday morning at 3:30 in the morning. He made his transition to be with the Lord. So I thank God for his life. And I'm asking the listeners to continue to pray for me and my family. I want the listeners to continue to lift up our guest on tonight, Pastor Eric Morpheus. The enemy is trying to come on every side of God's people in any way, shape, or form. But through it all, we know we have the victory through Christ Jesus. And I do want to continue to lift up my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings. He is the pastor of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, and the loss of his father, Pastor James Jennings Sr. Again, we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will continue to keep me in your prayers as I get ready to undergo chemotherapy and radiation, which starts on this coming Monday. And I'm already claiming healing and victory and restoration. that I would be able to have another testimony that God is the one that has healed me, that he would be glorified even more through me. Is my prayer. We want to continue to lift each other up in prayer because we all stand in need of prayer because we are all going through something. So right now we're going to go to our music break right now. Then following the music break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to Pastor Eric Morpheus. And I'm once again ask all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles, especially for the new listeners, get your Bibles and pens and paper ready for this awesome man of God who has another awesome, powerful word from the Lord. You want to be blessed by this message, and I know that you're going to be blessed by it. So continue to stay tuned and listen in to our music break. And we all need the Lord to cover us because I love what he said in his word. Once we are covered in the blood of Jesus, once we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. So that's why I'm going to play this song, Cover Me, Lord, as our music break. Enjoy.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thy, with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, oh, cover me, if you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say, oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, cover me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cover me. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Here. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Well. Praise the Lord. Before I bring Pastor Eric Morphis on with the word of God for tonight, I do want to mention that I thank God for his healing power on behalf of my older sister, Janice Nielsen, who resides and lives in Amherst, Massachusetts, who underwent having a pacemaker put in on Tuesday. So we want to give God glory, honor, and praise for that being successful. So I'm asking our listeners, if you would please keep my older sister, Janice Nielsen, in prayer as well. And then also my twin sister, Jeanette Jones of Detroit. She has gone back to the doctor. She was recently released from the hospital because she keep passing out, and they don't know why. So we claiming healing and deliverance for her as well. I want to mention our brother in Christ. You all, the listeners, do not know him, but this is a young man of God, young man, 42 years old, Brother Amir. I'm going to continue to lift up his family. I'm asking the listeners, please keep this young man of God in your prayers. 42 years old, married husband with five children. He made his transition on last Saturday. And then we have Deacon Coleman and his entire family, and also Minister Tawana Matthews. She has had like four different deaths in her family within the last 3 months. So we know, again, that the enemy is busy, but we know that sometime the God, he allows things to happen, because he did say in his word that it has been appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment. So we all going, like I said earlier, we're all experiencing something. We're all going through something. So that's why it's so important that those that are in Christ Jesus, that we continue to lift each other up in prayer. So now I am so grateful to be able to turn this mic over to none other than Pastor Eric Morphis. Again, he is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, located in Warren, Michigan. He will be bringing forth the word on tonight. Pastor Eric Morphis, I now yield the mic to you.
God bless you, Brother James. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. And to all the listeners that are chimed in across this country, near and far. And we lift up all those who are in need of prayer on tonight and in need of a miracle. Amen. We lift up your family tonight, Brother James, and you yourself as well. We lift you up before the Lord. And we thank God for what he is doing in our lives, because he does all things well. And we thank God for that. And then we want to take this time to just allow ourselves to just reminisce and reflect on what God has brought us through and brought us from, you know, in spite of what we've been through tonight. And I was seeking the Lord and what he would have us to hear and what I would share with you tonight. And it's befitting what the Lord wants to give us a now word to encourage us, amen, as we continue to journey, amen, into our spirituality in the Lord. Amen. We thank God. Thank you again, Brother James, for allowing us to come on the line again. Amen. It's the first time in this year of 2020. Amen. We thank God for that. And we're going to get right into the Word of God, and we just simply want to share with you what the Lord has placed upon our hearts on tonight. Amen. And we're going to talk about tonight the transition to transformation. The transition to transformation. And we want to get ready, and because what we need to understand that when we look at things in the natural, it's a very limited realm. It's a realm which that it, you cannot perceive the things of God, the will of God, the desire of God in its fullness. And that's why the Bible encourages us is that we look not at the things that appear, amen, but we look at the things that are eternal, the things that are not seen, because the things that are not seen, amen, is ruled and governed by faith. It's the realm of the spirit, and we know that in the realm of the spirit, it's an unlimited realm, amen, an unlimited realm of resources and healing and deliverance and breakthrough. All that we need from the Father, amen, is in the spiritual realm. The Bible tells us that he has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. There is nothing that God has to do, because he has already done it. In the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, amen. And we thank God for that, because he has all authority. And because he has all authority and we are seated with him in heavenly places, amen, in Christ Jesus, amen, we have all the available benefits of salvation, soteria, unto us, amen. We have healing, safety, deliverance, preservation, amen. Every spiritual benefit is ours, amen, according to the word of the Lord. And tonight in Romans, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 is where we want to read our scripture from. And I'm reading from the King James text, and it says this. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it's temporary, it works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And beloved, we are encouraged tonight to understand that afflictions will come, but afflictions do not have to control us. They do not have to overtake us. They do not have to overcome us. These afflictions that come is the experience that we go through in this physical world. And as being physical beings, we began to experience the physicality of the limitations of this world in our flesh. But there is something that is unique about you tonight. There is something that is very divine, something that is very expensive, priceless, and worthy, and that is your spirit. Your spirit, man, is the candle of the Lord. For the writer tells us in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 7, it says, for the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, and it searches the inward parts. And beloved, you know, this is what it means to be born from above. Because when our candle is lit, and understand that a candle does not have power or the ability to light itself. Are you hearing that tonight? Amen. It must take an outside source. It must take something that is detached with an idea, with a vision, in order to ignite that candle. Our spirit, man, our human spirit is the candle of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit comes to take up residence within us and to light us and to illuminate us and bring us into a place of revelation, a place of reality where we can experience all that God has for us. Amen. And see, the things that were once kept hidden in God is now being revealed, amen, in the earth and in his people. You know, the Bible says that eye have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, 1 Corinthians 2:9. But verse 10 says, but God hath revealed those things unto us by his spirit. Amen. And when our spirit, when our candle is lit of the Lord and set ablaze and on fire, then that which had been hidden in secret will now be open and revealed unto us as sons and daughters of God. The revelation of those things that were kept hidden in God until the fullness of time have now been made available, brought into our awareness, where we can perceive and understand with knowledge all the things that the Father has for you and I. You know, the Bible says that it is of the Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. Are you hearing that tonight? It is the Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. It is his will to give unto us his kingdom. It's his desire to give unto us his kingdom. Are you hearing that? And so we, as the recipients of his kingdom, we began to advance in the things of God, because now we are representatives of the heavenly in the earthly realm. Amen. We are the dispensers of his grace to humanity. And Paul said it this way in 2 Corinthians 5. He said that we are ambassadors for Christ, and we carry the message and the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that it was God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And now we have been given that divine authority to go into all the world and to preach this gospel of good news to all humanity, that it's time to wake up to what Father have done while we were sleeping. Can you hear that tonight? Amen. Amen. So we are now in transition to transformation, because it is the Father, it is the Father's will that we be transformed. Are you hearing that tonight? That we be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And you see, things will become clear. Things will begin to rise up out of obscurity when our minds are being renewed. You'll begin to perceive and to understand and to see things from a greater level and a greater awareness of spirituality. Are you hearing that tonight? In Romans chapter 12, Paul says something very interesting. And he says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And in verse 2, he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed. How are we transformed, Paul? By the renewing of our minds. And then he goes on to say that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So our transformation, our transition to transformation are on three levels. It's on the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Are you hearing that tonight? Amen. He is saying that we are not to be conformed to this world, because this world is a world of appearance. This world is a world of materialism. Are you hearing that? It is governed by material. It is governed by observation. It is governed by the natural five senses of man. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said that a natural man cannot understand the spiritual things of God because they are spiritually understood. And then Solomon goes on to say in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your pathway. So Paul here lets us in on the agent of change, how change comes about, how transformation takes place in the life of the believer. And it is God's desire and will that we all be changed. Are you hearing that tonight? And that we no longer remain babes, that we no longer remain infants and embryos in the spirit, but want us to come into the revelation of a son of God. And Romans 8:14 says, for they who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you hearing that? Sons are led and children are fed. Are you hearing that tonight? So when we understand that transformation, the agent of change, only takes place when our minds are being renewed. Amen. It's the renewing of your mind. It's the rewiring of your mind, the rethinking process of your mind that transformation takes place. Church is good, but church is not going to change your mind. Are you hearing that tonight? Amen. Prayer, that's good, but prayer is not going to change your mind tonight. Amen. Singing, that's good. Psalms, spiritual psalms, and making melodies in your heart, that's good to the edification of the soul, but that won't change your mind tonight. And we're going to show you what changes and renews the mind, because it's something, beloved, that is much deeper, that is much more profound than the external things that we have called spiritual, which sometimes in some circles is just a religious mode of operation. It's like going through the motions, amen, but not becoming a part of what the Spirit is calling us unto. Are you hearing that tonight? Amen. Now, the Bible tells us also, in Second Peter, that is the scripture, Second Peter chapter 3, and it tells us how the renewing of the mind takes place. In Second Peter chapter 3, and in verse 18, Second Peter chapter 3, verse 18, it says this, it says, but grow in grace. You see, grace not only saves us, as Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, but grace also empowers you. Are you hearing that? Grace empowers you to appropriate God's divine ability in your life to grow up, to renew your mind, and to walk in the fullness of the stature of Christ as a son of God. Now he says, but grow in grace. That's a command. He is not asking us to grow in grace. He is commanding us. The Spirit of the Lord is commanding us to grow in grace. And here's the key right here, and in the knowledge. It's in the knowing, beloved, is where transformation takes place in my life and your life and every believer's life. It's through knowledge. It's not a biblical knowledge. It's not head knowledge, but it is experiential knowledge. It's coming into fellowship. It's coming into communion with Jesus Christ and spending time at his feet. And Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, me and my Father will come and we will make our dwelling place within him. Are you hearing that? Transformation takes place through the power of knowledge of who God is, and who Jesus Christ is, and who the Holy Spirit is. Knowledge is what's transformative. It has the ability to change us, to reconstruct our DNA, change us from a caterpillar to a butterfly in the spirit, change us from the natural, amen, to the supernatural, from mortality to immortality, from a child to a son. It is the knowledge of God that has divine ability to change and to transform us, amen, into, amen, God's dear son. Are you hearing that tonight? Amen. Paul says, but grow in grace here and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. That word amen means to agree, so be it. Are you hearing that tonight? Now, when we talk about the appearance realm, beloved, we must understand that we must not allow ourselves to be taken hostage by the things that we are experiencing in this physical world, because this physical world is a 3D world. It's a limited world, and it's governed by the fallen nature of man. Are you hearing that? It is the nature of Adam that this world, amen, is now functioning on old principles and on old rudiments that have been established under a fallen mindset. And that's why we need to renew our minds, because when we are born again, we are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. We are now ruled and regulated by a whole new level of principles. We are now being governed by truth. Truth is not a doctrine. Truth is the reality. Amen. That's what the word truth means in the Greek. It's the word aletheia, and it means reality. And see, when you be set free by aletheia, the truth, amen, then the lie can no more hold you into bondage through deception of who you thought you were in Adam. But now you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. When you come into the kingdom, and as you progressively transition through your transformation in the kingdom of God, your mindset will begin to change. Your mindset will begin to hunger for more that this world cannot give you. Are you hearing that tonight? Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that the Gentiles seek after." How do they seek after them? Through their five senses, through the materialistic realm of this world. Amen. But we operate on a higher plane. Are you hearing that tonight? And the Bible says also in Luke chapter 17, verse 20, Jesus says, people will say, "Look over here," or "Look over there," for the kingdom. He says, "Behold," or "Look," and "Pay close attention, for the kingdom of God is within you." Are you hearing that tonight? The kingdom of God is within you. Why? Because God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. Paul says over in Romans chapter 14, he says, "What is the kingdom of God?" He said, "The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost." Now, the Apostle John tells us in 1 John chapter 20, verse 15, he says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever." Are you hearing that tonight? Amen. So we are not to embrace this materialistic realm. We are not to embrace this appearance realm. And that's what Paul was talking about when he says that we look not at the things that appear, but we look at the things that we cannot see, because the things that cannot be seen is spirit. Are you hearing that tonight? And only spirit touch spirit. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3. He says, in order to see the things of the spirit and understand the spirit, you must be born again. Are you hearing that tonight? And to be born again means to be born from above. And to be born from above does not mean to be born above directionally, but it means to be born above dimensionally. It's coming into the dimension of the spirit. It's coming into the dimension of the divine, where you can perceive the spiritual things, amen, that is running parallel to what this world is operating in. Are you hearing that tonight? But in order to understand divine things, in order to see things in the spirit and through the spirit and from the spirit, you must be born again. You must be born from above. If you don't, you cannot see it. Amen. That means you don't have no perception of what the kingdom is all about or how it operates. Are you hearing that? That's why your healing is not in the natural. Amen. Your healing is in the spirit. Are you hearing that tonight? Your financial breakthrough is not in the natural. Your financial breakthrough is in the spirit. Whatever you need that pertains to life and godliness does not reside on the natural realm. It's in the realm of the spirit. It's in the realm of the eternal that works for us a greater weight of glory. And what is this glory, beloved? This eternal weight of glory that Paul was talking about. Well, he tells us over in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, for it is Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do you understand? Amen. Are you hearing that tonight? Amen. Christ in you. Christ is in you. Christ is in me. But we must allow the spirit and the power of let. Yeah, the power of let. We must allow the power of let. L-E-T. Let. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Are you hearing that? We must allow his life, amen, to begin to live and flourish and begin to permeate out of our very being. It's letting it. And see, Jesus talked about that because the Pharisees were operating in the flesh. They were operating on a natural level. And he said, because of your doctrine, because of your unbelief, you have made the word of God of none effect. Amen. The word have become non-operative to you because of your preconceived ideals and your doctrines and your learnings and your teachings of old things that are not yet applicable and is not allowing the word. Jesus said, it's not allowing the word who has become flesh stand among you to do healings and miracles and wonders and signs among you. It's preventing you from experiencing the kingdom, and that's why we must allow the power of let, amen, to operate in our life. Let your life so shine that men will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Are you hearing that? We must allow it. We must allow the power of let, amen, to begin to flow and permeate in our lives. Amen. Are you hearing that tonight? One other scripture that I want to go to, because I talked about that experiential knowledge. It's not a head knowledge. It's not quoting scriptures. It's not knowing Bible stories, but it's coming into a oneness with Jesus Christ. Amen. It's coming into a fellowship, and it's a communion, a koinonia. Amen. A fellowshipping with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you become one, amen, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because there is only one Spirit. Are you hearing that tonight? There is only one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one Father of all who is in us all, through us all, and above us all. Are you hearing that? When we come into the power of oneness, when we are transitioning to transformation, then we will begin to see that we are part of God's big plan for us. Are you hearing that tonight? And very briefly, I'm going to go to Philippians chapter 3, because, see, Paul realized that he had to have that ever-progressive experiencing Christ, amen, in his life, and allowing the life of Christ to flow through and in his life. Now, Paul, we know, was a Pharisee. He sat on the Sanhedrin Council. So he had all the doctorates. He had all the degrees. He had everything that a man could want in the natural to achieve the highest point of religion. But he realized that one day that God wanted to move him from religion on the road to Damascus and place him in the dimension of relationship. Are you hearing that tonight? And so Paul's life continued to progress and grow and to expand and enlarge in the things of God. But yet, the more he attained, the more he realized he must obtain. Are you hearing that? In Philippians chapter 3, in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7, it says this, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yet doubtless, and I all things but loss for the excellency of what? The knowledge." There you go. It's the knowledge. For the excellency of the knowledge. That is the perfect knowledge, amen, in the spirit. It's knowing Christ. It's spending time with Christ. Is fellowshipping and allowing his life to ooze and gooze out of his being. And that's what we must allow to happen to us. Christ must manifest. Are you hearing that? It's the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know, there's that word again, that I may know him, amen, know him in knowledge, experiential knowledge, experiencing him, living with him on a daily basis, and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, and being made conformable unto his death. That's a process. That's a transition to transformation, because the word being made means that it is a continual process. And let me tell you tonight, beloved, your progress is a process tonight. And do not despise the process. Are you hearing that tonight? And verse 11 says, "And if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect." That word perfect means teleos, and it means spiritual maturity. It means to become a father in the spirit. Are you hearing that? To become a spiritual father. And that's what John talked about in his books, in 1st and 2nd and 3rd John. He said, "I write unto you, fathers, because you know the way." Are you hearing that? So he's talking about a perfect knowledge here. He is talking about the highest perfection of knowing Christ. Amen. And fellowship. Amen. And there is a promise that if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Are you hearing that? He says, "But I follow after it that I may apprehend for that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." He says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do. I forget those things which are behind me." I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. Forgetting is a process. Are you hearing that tonight? And reaching forth unto those things which are before you is a process. Amen. But I must tell you this, that what you see before you must be greater than what you have seen behind you. Are you hearing that? That's what energizes you to press toward the mark. You got to see something greater than what you've been through. You got to be able to embrace something that is more magnanimous, something that is more glory, something that's more full of the eternal weight of glory than what you have experienced. And I just want to tell you tonight that what fed you yesterday cannot feed you today. Lord, give us today our daily bread. Are you hearing that tonight? That's why we press, we press, we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. And where is that high calling of God? And where is that prize of God? It's in Christ Jesus. And verse 15 says, "That power of let," there's that three-letter word, "let us therefore as many be perfect be thus minded, and if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Are you hearing that? Amen. As you begin to progress and as you begin to transition in your transformation, amen, in fellowship and suffering with Christ, and whatever is need for you for the journey on the next day, the Bible says that even God shall reveal this unto you, beloved. So do not despise your process, because your progress is a process. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. Release this word over your people right now, and we embrace it right now. We cherish it right now. We harness it right now, and we give you thanks for it, Father, and we bless your mighty name as we transition to transformation. We thank you, Father, right now. Amen. We thank you right now. We give you praise. Amen. We give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Amen. Brother James, we turn it back into your hands, brother.
Oh, my God. What a powerful word on tonight, Pastor Eric Morphis. That was a word. I needed that word on tonight. And I know that many of the listeners, if not all, have received this word, and it's a right on time word. God always confirms his word, and he just did that for me on tonight. And I'm praying that this word has been confirmed to others that are tuned in on tonight, that our lives will be changed, and through our transition to transformation, all for God's glory, that he will be glorified through it all. And I thank you for I have written so many notes down from your message on tonight, and that's why I always ask the listeners, get your Bibles, get your pen and paper, because you're going to need it. When God's word goes forth with these different scriptures, you can always go back and meditate on these words through the word of God.
Yes.
So God's word is true, and it's powerful. And I thank God for this word on tonight. I have a whole lot to go back and look at again and build my strength in the Lord through this message on tonight. For such a time as this, I needed that word. I just thank God for you, Pastor Morphis. He always reveals a word for his people, because he knows who's going to be listening and what we all stand in need of. So I pray your healing and your strength right now in the name of Jesus, Pastor Eric Morphis.
Yes.
Now we're going to close out in prayer, and I'm going to close out with our song for tonight, I Give You Praise, because through it all, God is still worthy to be praised. And I like what he said in his word. You know, we can always trust God, because he's not like man. And I'm so grateful that he's not like man. I thank God that he cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. And that he's in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We all have to stand on God's word. No matter what it feels like, stand on God's word. Stand on his faith that's within you. Because his word lets us know that we all have been given a measure of faith. So some people have heard the word, but some did not receive the word, and some don't stand on their faith. Even today, you've got to stand on your faith, stand on your hope, and your trust in God, knowing that he cannot fail. He's not a man that he should lie, and neither is his son a man that he should repent. So God's word is true, and I'm so grateful to know that God is a God of integrity. He is a promise keeper, and he stands on his word, and he's a faithful God. So this word is for the listeners on tonight. And after you have received this word on tonight, don't just hold this word to yourself. Go out into your communities, on your job, into your families, and share this word you just received on tonight so that others can be blessed by this word. This word is just not for you. This word is for you, but it's for you to go out and share it with others so that God can be glorified through them as well. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father, that has just gone forth through your man of God, Pastor Eric Morphis. Continue to strengthen him, Heavenly Father, because he is a vessel. He is an ambassador, a servant that you are truly using in the earth for such a time as this. So continue to strengthen his mortal body. Continue to strengthen his faithfulness. Continue to strengthen him in everything that he does for you and the upbuilding of your kingdom here on earth. Continue to strengthen his family, his marriage, the ministry that you have placed him over, and everyone that's up under his ministry, not only for him, but every faithful doer of your word, Heavenly Father, that have tuned in on tonight. We pray, Lord, that your word is going to be effective, and that it's not going to return unto you void. It's going to accomplish everything that you set out for it to do, even over the airways on tonight. And we pray, Lord, that if there should be any listener on tonight that is not saved, we pray, Lord, that this word has touched their hearts, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and ask him to forgive them of their sins and come into their hearts and save them so that your word will be applied to their lives as well. And they will come to know their God purpose and they will fulfill it in the earth for your glory. And that this word, Heavenly Father, on tonight will draw backsliders back to the fold that have tuned in. And this word will be strengthened, anointing, and powerful to those that are saved in Jesus' name. We just give you glory, honor, and praise for this word on tonight. I cannot stop thinking about this word that had just come forth through Pastor Eric Morpheus. I needed this word. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I bless your name because you know what we stand in need of. So now, Lord, we continue to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon-coming King. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in every believer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because we are the church. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless each one of us, continue to use us as we go out into the world, that wherever we go, whatever we do, every believer in Jesus Christ, that somebody will see Jesus Christ in us, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. I want you all to know that you can always send your feedback and comments to me. I welcome all feedbacks and comments. You can always email me at lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com. And I want you all to know to be on the lookout for my new book, book number 6, that God has blessed me to write. And the title of this book is God on Instagram, Finding Faith on Social Media is a Guide for Teens and Young Adults. So I thank God for allowing me to write this book. And it's not about me, but it's God going to be glorified through this book as the teens and young adults read this book and they will find Jesus Christ. So we thank God for that. So we're going to close out with our song on tonight, and you continue to be blessed of the Lord. And again, Pastor Eric Morpheus, I thank God for you. You just don't know how much I thank God for you and for this word that has just been given forth. You continue to be blessed of God the Lord. Know that I love you, Pastor Morpheus, and God loves you too. Be blessed of the Lord. On this coming Saturday, you want to tune in for Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word on this coming Saturday. You want to tune in and be blessed by this another awesome man of God. Until the next time, be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Child.